News and information that we depend on you. With no more hesitation, no more ado. Here's knowledge.
And here's Morgan. Pretty soon we'll hear from political cartoonist Herb Block. Like all the cartoonists, I suppose, he's practicing his Nixon caricature, which will no doubt be one of his most popular pictures in the next 4 years. Here's popular music. Herb-de-bo-be-bum. Howard Roberts, orchestra and chorus, with Lady Willpower. Cartoonist's lot is not the nappy one. Imagine having to get up every morning and look for something funny in politics. I mean, there are days when humor is not exactly the first thing that strikes you about the political scene. Well, one of the men who successfully finds the funny and the ridiculous is Herb Block. Monitor reporter Betty Grobley interviewed him about his new book.
The Herb Block Gallery is a brand new book by my guest, Herbert L. Block, better known as Herb Block, of course, the best-known political cartoonist, I suppose, in the world. He's syndicated in more than 200 papers throughout the United States and Europe. Herb, what does the L stand for?
Lawrence.
All right.
With a W.
When you do national figures, as you do on a daily basis, who are the easiest faces for you to do and why, and who are the most difficult and why?
Well, generally, the easiest ones to do are the ones you do most often. You know, anyone can be caricatured. But a president of the United States, for example, someone who you do quite often, you develop a formula for. And after a while, people say he gets to look more like your cartoons. Or at first they didn't think that you had him, but now they think that you've got him down pretty well. Well, what happens is people just get used to that caricature, that formula, and they recognize that that's supposed to be so-and-so. There are certain people who lend themselves to cartooning better than others. General de Gaulle is probably the most cartooned man in the world, I think, probably all over the world. And, of course, he's easy to caricature. But there is one thing that's a little surprising. Sometimes when a man has outstanding features, They're not always so easy because they're caricatures themselves, and you're doing a caricature of a caricature. This really can be quite difficult. Sometimes it's easier to do someone where you finally hit on the characteristic thing yourself instead of someone who is... Well, I remember John L. Lewis, you remember, who was caricatured years ago. And with all the eyebrows and the hair and the jowls, there was really too much to caricature in that man, almost.
I know it's difficult to assess, but have you any idea at all the influence that you as a political cartoonist might have?
Well, that is very difficult to assess, Betty, and I really don't know, and I think in this kind of work, you do the best you can, you try to get the best information you can, you say what you think is right, and you hope it has effect, and sometimes you get indications that it has. You hear from people in government or out of government and who apparently have been influenced by something you've done, and this is very encouraging. But most of what you do, you can't measure in direct terms of someone saying this made all the difference.
Have you absolute autonomy over what you do, Herblock?
Yes, I don't use any outside ideas, and this is not because I don't think other people have good ideas, but it's because it's easier for me to work in my own way and without having to get out of my mind something that someone else has thought of, and start by reading the newspapers and thinking what it is I want to say, picking a subject, figuring out what I want to say on it, and then how you say it in terms of a picture.
We've been talking to Herb Lawrence Block, about his book, The Herblock Gallery. This is Betty Grobley for Monitor.
Herbert L. Block, famous as Herblock. He's lucky he has such a good name to make one word out of. Well, we can do that, too. You're on the Munbeak. My name is Jim Gerhardt. I'm on WNBC, Radio 66, New York, weekdays from noon to 3. And if you enjoy good sounds, young, handsome, wealthy, and amusing personalities, join me. When I get off the air, we'll all listen to Charlie Brown together.
Hey! Metro-Goldwyn-Mayer presents The Shoes of the Fisherman, starring Sir Laurence Olivier, Sir John Gielgud, Oscar Werner, David Chanson, Barbara Jeppard, and Anthony Quinn as the first Russian Pope. When the future of mankind hangs in the balance, what risks do you take? The answer rests with one man, a man who walks in the shoes of the fisherman.
Reserve seat engagement starts Thursday, November 14th at the DeMille Theater. Macy's store-wide Veterans Day sale is tomorrow only. It's brimful of buys for you, your family, and your home. Be smart, be thrifty, and save at Mason's Veterans Day sale tomorrow.
WNBC, Radio 66, and WNBC-FM, New York.
Hey, little announcer's audition. Engelbert Humperdinck, Les Bicyclettes de Belsize.
Turning and turning, the world goes on. We can't change it, my friend. Let us go riding now through the days together to the end, till the end. Hey!
still think it's Belle C's, but what do I know? A message here about United Community Campaigns. Many families get help with serious problems at their local family agency. It's one of the many services in your local United campaign. Give your fair share for a better community the United way. The angels sing, "But for Love." Attention, young marrieds. Are you sure you're happy? Dr. Joyce Brothers looks at what may be a possible problem in her series, All About People.
How long does it take a happy bridegroom to turn into a henpecked husband? Less than 4 months. That's what Dr. William A. Barry of the National Institute of Mental Health discovered when he studied 46 couples who had been married exactly 4 months. The husbands were already henpecked. How did they get that way? By giving in during the first marital spat, says Dr. Barry, who claims that newly married men are more likely to do this than newly wedded brides. He found that the brides were more stubborn than their mates and therefore exerted more pressure on their partners in an attempt to triumph in any disagreement. The pressure often had nothing to do with the argument. It might consist of not speaking, pouting, threatening to go home to mother, or crying. It was calculated to break down male resistance, and usually it did. Why do new brides act this way? From other studies, Dr. Barry concludes that women are more anxious and insecure and less self-accepting than men. Their childhoods have generally been more restricted than those of little boys. Giving in a marital scrap carries with it a threat of being returned again to the status of a dependent child. So the bride stands firm and the bridegroom gives in, hoping to keep the marriage peaceful and the little woman happy. Does he succeed? Not always, according to another study conducted by the Institute of Mental Health and Harvard School of Medicine. These researchers found that docile, henpecked husbands could drive their wives into mental hospitals. There the women exhibited rage and paranoia. The rage was, in part, a habit built up through years of upbraiding a passive husband and getting no response. The harder she scolded,
the more passive he became, withdrawing from her and into himself. Reacting to this withdrawal, the wife developed a paranoid fixation on a non-existent other woman. This dangerously reinforced her rage until she had to be hospitalized. The moral seems to be that peace at any price in the first years of marriage can exact too high a price in later years. Those most likely to live happily ever after are the brides who know when to shut up and the grooms who know when to speak up. This is Dr. Joyce Brothers for Monitor.
Next suggestion, Kiss Her Now. Ed Ames sings it.
Before you half remember what her smile was like, before you half recall the day you found her, kiss her now while she's young. Kiss her now while she's yours. Kiss her now while she needs your arms around her. For if you let a moment come between you now, it soon becomes a day, a year, a lifetime. Blink your eye, turn your head, and you've lost her, and you've spent
in our life, and sometimes they can save our life.
There are life preservers for an easy reach of each seat. But you can't.
Tommy, you shouldn't touch those.
Hey, Dad, did you see this on the pack? It says, caution, cigarette smoking may be hazardous to your health.
This message was brought to you by the American Cancer Society.
That was Billy Maxted with Rembrandt Square. In the Minneapolis-St. Paul area, we're heard on KSTP. Wherever we're heard in your part of the country, stay with us. There's more. Morgan for Monitor.
The more we hear, the more we learn. To keep well informed is a major concern. So listen for things that are happening.
That was Yvette's Rednow with Eifla on Monitor. Monitor, where the lettermen sing, put your head on my shoulder.
Would your lips
with Bob Considine, brought to you by Mutual of Omaha, the company that pays.
Thomas Jefferson spoke of the presidency as a splendid misery. No man can tell whether Richard Nixon will in time agree, but few men ever inherited as many headaches as will be dumped in his lap next January 20. I'll be back with some of them. First, here's a reminder from Mutual of Omaha.
Seems you pay more each time you go shopping. Seems you pay more when you're at poor. And though high prices may never be stopping, there is a way to help your money buy more.
You don't have to be told things cost more today. You know it every time you pay a bill, even when you go window shopping, to make sure you're not one of the 9 out of 10 people who haven't enough health insurance. Call the Mutual of Omaha man in your own community. That's one reason why Mutual of Omaha is known as the company that pays. And a good reason for you to be protected by such a company. Remember, in all the world, there is only one Mutual of Omaha.
The overriding problem that will stare President Nixon in the face when he takes over the reins of government will be the wrapping up of the war in Vietnam. Even if a ceasefire should be called between now and January 20, months or even years will be needed to straighten out the particulars of peace. The new president will learn, as have so many of his predecessors, that it's easy to go to war, but devilishly hard to come back from war. We've been in Vietnam longer than in any other war in our annals. We've been in South Korea in considerable force since 1953, when the truce was signed at Panmunjom. We've been in Germany since 1945. President Park of the Republic of South Korea says he wants the American military in his country until at least 1975. That would make 22 years of showing the U.S. flag in uniform in a country where there is what passes, these days at least, for peace. There is, of course, no likelihood that we will pull out of Germany or out of our NATO commitments in the foreseeable future, and we've now been around those parts for nearly a quarter of a century. He ran, and successfully for the highest office in the land, on a pledge to lift the surtax President Johnson felt forced to levy in order to pay for such things. And something about racial tensions, public housing, education, foreign aid, Latin America, Biafra, the spread of Russian influence in the touchy Israeli-Arab tinderbox, and strikes, floods, earthquakes, hurricanes, tornadoes, wheat surpluses, oil reserves, tariffs, cultural exchanges with Bulgaria, and the Hong Kong flu. Oh, yes, and he must not let the late John F. Kennedy down on the latter's promise to put men on the moon by the end of this decade. You know, it's ironic that the man Kennedy beat in 1960 has fallen heir to the task of making come true that tremendously complex and costly ambition. If the Russians beat us to the moon, it won't be blamed on JFK or even LBJ, but on the man who had nothing whatsoever to say about it and nothing to do about it, President Richard Milhouse Nixon. He won't have much time for golf, just when he was getting pretty darn good at it. This is Bob Considine for Monitor. Now here's something new from Mutual of Omaha.
Seems you pay more each time you go shopping. Seems you pay more when you're at the store.
The cost of living keeps going up, and the cost of going to the hospital is rising even faster. A new hospital surgical protection plan from Mutual of Omaha. It pays more in benefits. That's why it'll pay you to call your nearby man from Mutual of Omaha. The company that pays.
You're on the Monitor Beacon. Eddie Arnold on Monitor with a song that has a title just too long to fit into the little time I've got here, so we'll just let him start right in singing.
Based on a heart so warm and true, to fall apart, no matter what we do, they just don't make love like they used to. It dies. before it's halfway through. It seems to fall apart, no matter what we do. They just don't make love like they used to. I remember when I loved you, when I was
some bad news from Johannesburg, South Africa. The dripless ice cream cone is about to be introduced. It's been patented by business executive Len Miller. Doesn't he know that an ice cream cone's supposed to drip? It's a challenge to see if you can lick it faster than it drips. Otherwise, you'd eat ice cream from a plate. I sure wish people would quit inventing inventions to take all the fun out of life. First thing you know, they'll be inventing something to do my complaining for me. Four Jacks and a Jill saying, "Hey, mister."
Hey, mister, I know nothing about you. I'll never know the hardships you've been through. Hey, mister, I know nothing about you. Better write my songs about the things you do.
You're digging the dark to search for the light. Perhaps you've been a troubled man. But I was born lucky when troubles arrive. The one you kept on will never pass through my hands.
Hey, mister, I know nothing about you. I'll never know the hardships you've been through.
In my social circle, we always complain. We're never satisfied with what we've got. But we've been sheltered from the winds and the rain. Makes you the man I'll ever be, and I'm not.
Hey, mister, I know nothing about you. I'll never know.
Last year, The Farmer's Almanac predicted that from November 8th to 11th, the weather would be fair. Fair at first in central and western sections, becoming stormy the first of the week with some snow. Pleasant weather in the Mississippi River Valley and eastward. Well, we'll see if that prediction was right or not. But in addition to the weather, the Farmer's Almanac dabbles in jokes, philosophy, miscellaneous stuff. Reporter Bob Montgomery interviewed the man in charge.
Mr. Ray Geiger, you've been owner, editor, publisher, and chief ad man for the famous Farmer's Almanac for 35 years now. What have you found to be a couple of the funniest, most recent items?
Well, I like the one in this year's almanac. It says, every time I hear this new modern music, I wonder who decomposed it. One of the ones I like best of all, though, it says, every time I find a girl that can cook like my mother, she looks like my father.
And you're great with limericks, too. Can you think of one offhand?
Well, we have one that somebody just gave me a short time ago. It says, here lies the body of Mary Ann, safe on the bosom of Abraham. 'Twas not a bad deal for Mary Ann, but kind of rough on Abraham.
Very good.
We get a lot of those sent in, and people contribute to the almanac all the time. I have a man in the penitentiary in Kansas that sends me things all the time. He has plenty of time to snip and clip. Mm-hmm. I don't know what he's in the pen for, but I hope it isn't plagiarism.
Right. There's more interest now than ever in astrology, and you're right with it, because you have all the stars in there and the predictions for the whatever sign you're born under.
Yes, we have astrology in there, horoscopes. We put that in with the admonition that we are astronomers, not astrologers.
Well, I like what one mystic says. Remember, the stars incline, but don't compel.
Well, this
some people get a little radical at that.
Well, we don't say this is true. We merely say if you'd like to know what you are, if you're born under a certain sign, you can either be a natural lover, fickle, fruitful, or pessimistic or emotional, depending on what sign you're born under. But I say this, that regardless of whether you like your astronomy or you like your astrology, if you like the Farmer's Almanac, you'll keep it for a long time because it is filled with wonderful anecdotes and delightful stories and charm, a charm of days gone by that people now are very happy to get together.
Yes, certainly. To be congratulated on the high standards you have, the high moral tone throughout your magazine each year.
Well, I tried to make it that way. We throw in some little quips, but we put in some things that are really good bits of philosophy. Experience is a hard teacher. She tests first and teaches afterwards. Mm-hmm. And then we put in one, she's at an age where any man that looks back looks good.
And there's high inspiration you have in there, and I know that you had What is a Mother in last year's issue, for instance, and that was beautiful. We've heard What is a Boy, What is a Girl, and so folks will find that in there this year.
Well, over the years, I think you always have a favorite, and perhaps I might give you one that I like. It says, all the water in the world, however hard it tried, could never, never sink a ship unless it got inside. All the evil in the world, the darkest kind of sin, can never hurt you one least bit unless you let it in.
Well, you're a walking encyclopedia of wit, wisdom, and inspiration, and we're certainly grateful to you. One of the most interesting people I've ever met, Ray.
Thank you, Bob. You're very kind.
We've been chatting with Ray Geiger, editor of one of America's most hallowed pieces of annual literature, published for 152 consecutive years, The Farmer's Almanac. This is Bob Montgomery for Monitor.
You can't buy Farmer's Almanac at a newsstand or a bookstore, you know. It's bought by business firms and financial institutions and distributed to their customers. Probably ought to call it the City Slickers Almanac.
So I'm down and so I'm out, but so are many others. So I feel like trying to hide my head beneath these covers. Life is like the seasons. After winter comes the spring. So I'll keep this smile a while and see what tomorrow brings. I've been told, and I believe, that life is meant for living. And even when my chips are low, there's still some left for giving. I've been many places, maybe not as far as you. So I think I'll stay a while and see if some dreams come true. There isn't much that I have learned through all my foolish years, except that life keeps running in cycles. First there's laughter, then those tears. But I'll keep my head up high, although I'm kind of tired. My gal just up and left last week. Friday, I got fired. You know, it's almost funny, but things can't get worse than now. So I'll keep on trying to sing, but please, just don't ask me now.
Sinatra and Cycles. Have you caught Now on NBC Radio? Roscoe is host of the 5-Minute Daily Afternoon program. Guests Monday include Mary Hopkin, Diana Ross and the Supremes, and Johnny Nash, three of the top recording stars of the day. Later in the week, actor James Earl Jones, Stan Lee, editor of Marvel Comics, singer Nancy Wilson. Listen to Now tomorrow. Ogerman, No Boom Boom. What do I know? NBC News on the Hour is next. Then we'll be back with more Monitor. My name is Morgan.
Horse! Need deep sight here. Shakespeare's famous words that ring in my ear.
Nice to know there's no need to have money lying around idle, not earning dividends, while waiting to meet obligations. Thousands of people now are taking advantage of that day of deposit to day of withdrawal dividend account at the Dime Savings Bank, the big savings bank for all New York, where the latest dividend is 4.75% a year. Dividends are paid on every dollar from the day you deposit to the day you withdraw, provided you keep the account open to the end of the quarter. This is in addition to the dime's regular savings account, where the latest dividend is 5% a year, paid from day of deposit, compounded quarterly. You can provide for your loved ones by making it a trust savings account simply by naming on the account those you wish to provide for. So if anything happens to you, the proceeds are payable to those you have named. For postage-free forms to open your account by mail, write Savings, WNBC Radio, 30 Rockefeller Plaza, New York, New York. That's Savings, WNBC Radio, 30 Rockefeller Plaza, New York, New York. The Dime Savings Bank of Brooklyn, a member of the FDIC.
If you'd like to tell Brad Crandall something, call him. Weeknights, 9 to midnight. WNBC Radio 66 and WNBC FM, New York.